The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 10th Chapter, Text Number 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 25th, 1973, in London, England.
During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
Kaman dharmartha kama moksha. The human society to make everything very regulated. The prescription is dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Dharma means to be situated in one's position. That is called dharma. Dharma is not a kind of faith. Faith is sometimes blind. That is not dharma. Just like we say, varnasam dharma. Chatur varnam maya system. Varna. Brahman, kshatri, vaishya, shudra. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. This combination of eight makes dharma, constitutional position. Everyone is animal. So if one is not trained up in these eight principles of human society, that is not dharma. It is sentiment. Less intelligent class of man, they manufacture some process of so-called dharma, sentiment, but that does not stand very long. It will vanquish. But if dharma is accepted on the principles of this varnasam dharma, that is, for material purpose, that is not for spiritual purpose. Although there is hint of spiritual life, still they are prakrita. So dharma artha kammok. Dharma means to stay in one's constitutional position. That is dharma. Artha means keeping oneself in one's constitutional position to get livelihood, artha. Without artha, livelihood, kama. The sense gratification or fulfilling the needs of life, that is kama. Just like devotees, they have also got kama. We are trying to become devotee. This is also one kind of kama, but this is spiritual kama. It is not material. Narottam Das Thakur has described kama krishna karmatvane. Because there is kama, and when the kama is not fulfilled, generally materially kama means lust, desire. So if our kama, lust or desire is not fulfilled, the next position is krodha. kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, masajya, bhaya. These are different associates, one after another. If your desire is not fulfilled, then you become angry. Then after becoming angry, you become very greedy. Then you become bewildered. Then become illusion. Then you become fearful. Therefore, there must be some regulative principle to fulfill our desire. And how the regulative principle comes to be fulfilled? Here it is said, kama bavarsa pajanya. Bavarsa means sour, souring. And prajanya means rain. Prajanya, rain. So, our all needs are showered from up. Therefore, we pray. Eko jo bahunam vidhati kaman. God, rain is not under your control. Rain, it comes from sky. Through the cloud, it is not under your control. When there is scarcity of rain, it is not your so-called science can produce rain. No, that is not possible. Drop, so many places, last 2-3 years. So kaman, our necessities of life, from material point of view, it is fulfilled by rainfall from the sky. If there is no rainfall, you cannot produce anything. Kamang Bhavsa, this is the description during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir was the king of this earth, and he was so pious that on account of his piety, Krishna supplied everything sumptuously. Now, have you ever experienced, now here it is stated, Shishu Chusma Brajana Gava. Now, we are hankering after milk, but in those days, during Maharaj Yudhishthir's time, milk was so sufficiently produced that before milking the cow, it supplied milk so sufficiently that the, what is called, grazing ground, pasturing ground, they become muddy. They become muddy with milk. Now, with the scarcity of rain, the earth also does not become muddy, it becomes dry, hard. But in those days, with milk, it was muddy. Just imagine how much milk was. And how it is possible? Sisi chusma brajana gava payasudhas bati muda. The milk bag was so fatty and full with milk. Why? Muda. They were so happy. They are so happy. If you keep the cows happy, then cows will supply large quantity of milk. If the cow knows that you are going to kill it, he is always afraid, always fearful. Or this man will kill. They can understand. I have seen in New Vrindavan, one cow was She was crying because her cuff was taken away. So she was feeling so sorry. Now, in our new Vrindavan, we see how the cows are happy, how they are dinning. They are not afraid. This is our duty to keep the cows happy. Just like I want to see my wife and children happy. Similarly, it is the duty of the human society to see that the cows feeling very happy. This is human civilization. Otherwise it is tiger civilization, meat eaters. Meat is not eaten by human beings. It is eaten by the dogs, by the tigers, by the animals. We have created a society for killing cows and eating the meat and maintaining slaughterhouse in the name of religion. This is why. The house can be happy. There cannot be happiness. It is not a sentiment. Therefore, this is most sinful activity, meat eating, cow killing. Most sinful activity. And you have to suffer from it. Unfortunately, these rascals, they do not know what is the result of these sinful activities. They think this life will go on and there is no more life. After finishing of this body, everything will be finished. Atheistic theory. Vashibhutasya dehasya kutah punaragamana bhavi. Kutah. Who is coming? That they do not know, rascals. We get information from Krishna. Tathā te āntara prāpti. You have to accept another body after this, finishing this body. But they are not responsible. They are so irresponsible. They do not care for the next life. The result of pious and sinful activities. So, it appears that how much strictly the cow protection was there, so that the gava, paishudhas batin muda, you'll see Krishna is always with cows, and how the cows look very happy with Krishna. And Krishna's personally teaching how to protect cows. He became a cow at war. He was king's son, Maharaj Nandas, but his business was to take the cows and the calves daily to the pasturing ground. And it was very sportive engagement with the cowherd boys. The cows were grazing and the boys, they took their meals in a pot, tiffin carrier. Not tipping carrier in those days, somehow or other, and they used to eat them, distribute amongst the friends. Sometimes the tipping carrier was stolen by one boy, and he was searching, and then it was so just like the boys do. This was the children's life, to take protection, to give protection to the cows, to the calves. The small children, up to 6 years, 7 years old, they used to take care of the calves. And the elderly men, they used to take care of the, or elderly boys, they used to take care of the grown-up cows. So, the cows are fed very nicely, Brajan. Therefore, Vrindavan is called Brajabhum, where there are many cows. It is called Gokula. Gokula, go means cows, and kula means group. Gokula, Govardhana, Govardhana hill. Because the cows were grazing on the hill and profuse grass was being grown and they are enjoying. So there should be arrangement. Just like here we see, there are so many open fields and the cows are grazing. But they cannot be happy because they know that they are simply raised for being killed. They cannot be happy. So our Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentimental movement. It takes care of all-round social organization. It is not a something like religious sentiment. Everything should be taken care of. Therefore we say cow protection. Cow protection. Here it is said, kamang vavarsapajjanna sarvakamu duha mohi. Mohi means land. Bhumi. Agni mohi gavanamammu maruddhisas mohi. In another Brahma Sangita, it is said, mohi. Agni mohi gavanamammu maruddhisas kalasthathatma manasiti jagatrayani jasmad bhavanti vibhavanti visanti jancha govindamadi purusham kamaham vajan. This mohi word is used there in the Vedas, Brahma Sangha. What is that mohi? Agni mohi. You require fire. You require net. You require sky. Agni mohi gagana. Ambu. You require water. Agni mohi gagana ambu. Marut. You require air. You require space. These are requirements. Agni mahi gagana mambu maru disas kala. You require time, duration. Everything is there. Agni mahi gagana mambu maru disas kala sthathatma. Atma. Atma means this body, atma means the mind, and atma means the soul. So, in the Brahma Sangita you see, Agni mahi gagana mammaruddhisascha kalastathatma manasiti jagatrayani jasmadhavanti. All these things, where from? They are coming. They do not know. Can the scientist say where from so much water has come? Vast oceans, seas. But it has come from Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi rāpana lo vāyu khangamano buddhiri vāyu. Bhindāmi pakiti astadhā. Bhindāmi pakiti. It is Krishna's energy. Krishna's energy. So the mohi, the land is there. Just like in America or Australia, there are so much land, in Africa, so much land lying vacant. But they do not know that this land can produce all the needs of life. Sarvakamu dughamuhi. Sarvakamu. Whatever you want. Actually, we are getting, just like this Western civilization has created so many slaughterhouses for eating purposes. But where from they are getting? From mohi, from the land. If there is no pasturing ground, grazing ground, where from they will get the cows and the bulls? There is also, because there is grass on the land and the cows and bulls eat them, therefore they grow. Then you cut their throat, civilized man, and eat. You rascal civilized man. But you are getting from the mohi, from the land. Without land you cannot. Similarly, instead of cutting the throat of the cow, you can grow your food. Why you are cutting the throat of the cows? After all, you have to get from the mahi, from the land. So as they are the animal which you are eating, they are getting their eatables from the land, why don't you get your eatables from the land? Therefore it is said, sarva kama dughavai. You can get all the necessities of your life from land. So, dugha means produce. You can produce your food. Some land should be producing the foodstuff for the animals, and some land should be used for the production of your foodstuff, grains, fruits, flowers, and take milk. Why should you kill these innocent animals? You take, you keep them muda, happy, and you get so much milk that it will moist, it will make wet the ground. This is civilization. This is civilization. And that was being maintained during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthira. That is being described. Maharaj Yudhishthira maintained this standard of civilization. Just see how the economic problems will be solved. Simply, by one movement, this Krishna consciousness movement. Try to understand. Mahi, because Mahi will produce everything. Just like here in this Lethmore heap, there is so many, so much land lying vacant. You produce your own food. Why you are going to London to the factories? There is no need. This is wrong civilization. Here is land. You produce your food. If you produce your food, there is no need of going 100 miles, 50 miles on your motorcycle or motor to earn your livelihood. Why? There is no need. Then you require petrol, and the petrol is scarcity. Then you require so many parts, so many. That means you are making the whole thing complicated. Unnecessary. Unnecessary. There is no need. Simply, you keep to the land and produce your food, and the cows are there, they will supply you milk. Then where is your economic problem? If you have sufficient grains, sufficient vegetable, sufficient meat from the land where you are living, where is your economic problem? Why you should go to other place? That is Vedic civilization. Everyone should remain in the spot and produce everything as he requires. And God will help you. Because you can produce from the land anywhere. The rainfall is there. If you have got land and the rainfall is regular, then you can produce anything. Kāmaṁ babarsa pajjanna. And how the rainfall will be possible, how regular rainfall, that is describing the Bhagavata. Jagnyād bhavati pajjanna. Pajjanyāt anna sambhava. Is there Bhagavad Gita here?
All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna or sacrifice. And yajna is born of prescribed duties.
That's it. Everything is cycle. If you execute your prescribed duties as a brahmana, as a kshatriya, as a vaishya, or as a sudra, as a brahmachari, as a grihastha, as a vanaprastha, as a sannyasi, divisions are there. Division must be there. Just like government, for executing nicely the governmental business, there are so many departments. Not that one department, only king, queen. Then government, why is the government spending so much money maintaining so many buildings? Simply queen's palace, that Buckingham Palace, that is sufficient. No, there must be departments. So these are departments. This Brahmana, this Kshatriya, this Vaishya, this Shudra, just like in your body. There are departments. This department, brain, head. This is what is called head, head office. Head office. Why do you refer to the head office? It has come from this head. Why? Godhead, the Supreme God, head, the Supreme. Therefore we say Godhead. There may be many gods, but Krishna is the Supreme God, Godhead. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta paratanam nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior person than me. So the divisions require.